Check it out. It's a fucking drive-by truckers, man. And I'm,
of the New York Dolls. Come on, Dee Dee.
was hoping for a walk along the Mason-Dixon line. It's my lefty Portland, Oregon background with it. But my friend Patterson Hood asked the question, is that to keep us out or to keep us in? And I was wondering, I saw the banks and murals on the Sherman Wall in Palestine. And I was wondering if the art was going to be any good when they rebuild the art here on the Ote Mesa Plaza. Cause I don't know, but if anybody's got any soul anymore to trade in for a song, if anybody's got any soul more to trade in for a song or a small prayer, I could bring it back. I could bring it back, yeah. Yeah, baby, I gotta get back on my singles, man. You bring it, my singles, man, yeah. Hey, but hey, it's a fucked up world when you can't tell the pigs from the priests, and you can't tell the good from the bad, and everybody feeling alone. But very little out here these days has any soul. And if I could only find my soul, I'd sing to my sweet baby Garvin Jesus as he's riding his elephant through the Apache rain. And I sing to my wife and my children, Lakota Sioux Medicine Song, sang by Rocky Mountain white kids, and 30 different versions of the Grateful Dead book, as opposed to 30 virgins being sacrificed to Flannery O'Connor, of the Book of Murakami, and Lester Bangs in song. And I know that if they sang it right, they couldn't get it fucking wrong. Tell me where my soul is, baby, show me my soul so that I can give it to your child, and you can keep it safe, and you can keep it whole. As I go searching, searching, searching for my sugar smacks, baby, won't you help me get back, back, back? Hey, you got no man on my back, back, back. Hey, you got to get it back, 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 my sugar smacks. First played this song for Patterson in his living room, and it's a weird song. It's important to note I'm a lefty Yankee kid from the West, and though I've been connected to Athens, Georgia for a long time through a gazillion different friends, with Weiss for Panic or whoever, and now the Stiff Boys. And I was doing this tour with some of my Athens friends, Danny Hutchins and John Mills and Todd Nance, and I had to write a song. It was right in the middle of the Confederate statues being torn down. Let's be super clear on this subject. Like, I am absolutely 100% in favor of tearing every fucking one of them down. Because it wasn't like your great-grandfather climbed out of a ditch in Annie M. and carved the fucking statue of Lee. Those things were put up 80 years ago, and they were put up by Daughters of Confederacy, pro-Jim Crow. It was only there to remind black people who the fuck was in charge. And it's evil. And people say, well, what about Lee? He was a statesman and a warrior poet and greatest strategist of the 19th century. And I'm like, yeah, what about Rommel? You know, Rommel took all of North Africa, and it was amazing. Maybe the greatest strategist of the 20th century. But there's no statues of him in Germany for two reasons. He fucking lost. And second, it was on the side of hate. So it was a balls out move for these guys to back me on this song. But fucking, as you know, the drive-by truckers are like the righteous fucking sword of fucking whatever's good out of the South. Absolutely. And so, and then Patterson got Jason Isbell to play, and it's this thing. But it's, I tell this huge spiel so you don't think for one fucking second this is an anthem for my lost rebel pride. This is called Dead Confederate. They probably won't let me talk too much longer. I can't tell you what it... This band's one of the greatest rock bands on earth. Their new record is defining, I think, the conversation all over the world. And not only have they been good friends to me, but giving me this moment to come out in front of you, their fans, and letting me have... It's remarkable, and it just doesn't fucking happen in the music industry. So, thank you. Patterson Hood, Mike Cooley, Bobby Matt Patton, Jay Gonzalez, Brad Morgan. Thanks to them and their management for letting them let me do this. This is called Dead Confederate. We love you. God loves you. Have a great show tonight.